left off before Shabbos in the middle of the Gemara, Roy B'Torov. So the Gemara explains, Roy is a din d'oraisa and Korov is a din d'oraisa based on the Psukim. And Rashi explains where the Psukim are. Where does it say Roy is a din d'oraisa? The Pasuk says, Acharab Lahatos. So that's in Parshas Mishpatim. That's if you have a din Torah with three dayanim, or you have din in the Foshes, a Sanhedrin with 23 dayanim, and there's a split vote. So the Torah says, Acharei Rabban Lahatos. And then the Gemara says that, so Tosfos quotes over here, the Gemara has a comment of Chavdala Naman Aleph, that we're assuming the whole time, Shema Minof, the whole discussion, that Rav is a din d'oraisa. The Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Chulin. I already forgot where the Tosfos is. Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Chulin, where the Gemara says that that pasuk in Chumash that talks about a split vote in the Bezin, that's what we call a Ruba de Yisakamon. That for sure is their Isa. The Gemara has a question in the first Perek in Chulin, Daf Yud Aleph. Minoha Milsa, where do you see that even Ruba de Yisakamon is also acceptable? Let's say you milk a cow and you assume that Rob Behemoths are not treifas. Rob Behemoths are kosher. So that's a Ruba de Yisakamon. We haven't counted the animals in this neighborhood over the centuries. We've been shechting animals and we see that the roiv of all the animals are ksheiras. But I don't really know that the roiv of the animals under my nose right now are ksheiras. That's called the Ruba de Yisakamon. I haven't counted up. So the Tosfos points out, here's the little Tosfos on Chav Dalad and Aleph. There's a little Tosfos that starts Hagor, Ushma Mino Aruba Deraisa. So Tosfos says, we're talking about Aruba Deraisa, come on. Aruba Deraisa, come on, of course it's Deraisa. That's the Pasuk in Chumash. That's what they quote from the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Yud Aleph. What's Taka the Maskana there? The Gemara comes to the Maskana there in Chulin, that not only is Ruba de Yisakamon deraisa, that's the Pasuk, Ruba de Yisakamon also works Minatara, Lohakal, Bain Lahachmer, even Ruba de Yisakamon. So that's a question, Taka, once you get to the Maskana there in Chulin, that even Ruba de Yisakamon is also deraisa, where is the Mokker? The Pasuk only talks about Ruba de Yisakamon. So Rashi on that Gemara has two suggestions. The Achrenim talk a lot about the two suggestions in Rashi. There's one suggestion, it's all learned out from the same Pasuk. You see from all the Tanaim all over the place that they assume that the Pasuk is not restricted only to Ruba de Yisakamon. The Pasuk even applies, Acharam Lahatas even applies to Ruba de Yisakamon. Then Rashi has another pshat, maybe it's Halacha Moshe Messina. Maybe the Pasuk only tells about Ruba de Yisakamon, and Ruba de Yisakamon is Halacha Moshe Messina. Is there a difference whether it's based on a Pasuk or it's based on Halach al Moshe Messinai? So that's Bachreinim say that may possibly be a difference Halach al Maisa, some slight difference. The Pashtun says it shouldn't make a difference at all. But that's what Bachreinim want to say. What did Rashi bother to give the two suggestions? He said it may be a slight difference. So Rav is Deraisa, and Chazaka is Deraisa. The Gemara there has a sugi, how do you know Chazaka? The word we mentioned earlier this year, that there are six, the word Chazaka is used in six different meanings, and we're talking about Chazaka's status quo. Let's say I left a piece of meat in the refrigerator, and I come back tomorrow, and I see that the milk container on the top shelf was leaking into the milk, into the meat, and the meat was soaking in the milk. So if the meat was soaking in the milk for 24 hours, then I say kovish kemevushal, and you will not succeed in squeezing out all of the milk. Is minatora basa b'cholav is only also if the meat was cooked in the milk. Derech bishul asu tora. So if you have it soaking in if you eat meat together with milk, that's only an isa derabbanan. Or even if the meat was soaking in the milk for 24 hours, that's only an isa derabbanan. It's only also minatora derech bishul asu tora if it was cooked together. But the Rabbanan itself, if it was soaking for 24 hours, I don't know if it was soaking for 24 hours. I know the container of milk was on top. When I put in the container of milk, it was not leaking. I opened up the refrigerator yesterday, 4 hours after I put in the container of milk, it was not leaking. I saw there was no milk in the bowl with the meat. I don't know whether the meat was soaking for 24 hours or less than 24 hours. So that's a dinam chazaka. Since yesterday, I know when I put the meat in, it was kosher. I don't know whether it changed, whether the status changed, whether the piece of meat was soaking in the milk for 24 hours or not. So I say, yishtel af chazaka, and you assume the hakel. It may be the hakel for a different reason also, because it's only going to be, the worst thing it's going to be is basa b'cholav d'rabbanan. Basa b'cholav d'rabbanan, and you say, speka d'rabbanan l'kula. Another good reason why it's the hakel. But even without, even if it would have been an Issa d'Araisa, you still, yishtel of chazaka, status quo, you assume that it's kosher. The Gemara learns that out from Psukim. What do you do if you have a conflict between Roiv and chazaka? So we mentioned that when we started the Gemara, that's machlokes Rameir and Chachamim. Rameir is of the opinion, Ruba v'chazaka ishkulim. Roiv pulls in one direction, chazaka pulls in the other direction. So you don't know which way to go, so it's a suffix. The only time Rameir will say, Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba Adif, if it's, the Gemara says on the first daf in Gittin, if it's a miyuta, the miyuta against the roiv. It's a roiv of 98%. Only miyuta, the miyuta against it. Then Rav Meir is maskim with the Chachamim that roiv is a birur. Whenever you have a birur, so the whole din of chazaka doesn't apply. Chazaka is a din, how to be nohe when you don't know what the facts are. So Rav Meir's opinion is that roiv is also just a din hanhoga. Roiv is not a birur. You don't know what the facts are. You only know 90% certain. But if you know 98% certain, so that's sufficient beer. If it's only miyuta and miyuta against it. And the Chachamim disagree with Rav Meir, and they say no. Not only when you have miyuta and miyuta against it, such an overwhelming roiv, even if you have 85%, it's also sufficient beer. Unless you have a roiv garua. Let's say the roiv just made it by the skin of its teeth is 51% to 49%. It just barely made it, or let's say 55% to 45%. Also, even though there's a 10% gap in between, but Shvacher Roiv is only 55%. So that's when you have a Roiv Garua, even a Chachamim would agree with Rav Meir, the Ruba Chazok Ashkulim, because that Roiv is not really a Bir, it's only 55%. That's not enough of a Bir. So Rav Meir and the Chachamim both agree, when you have Ruba Chazok, is it going to be Shkulim? Or is it, or do you say, Ruba Adib, so when the Raib is a birur, so the din of Chazaka doesn't apply. Chazaka is how to be knowing when you don't know the facts. If Raib is Mavari, you know the facts. They just argue, when is the Raib a birur? But Meir's of the opinion, it's only considered a birur if you only have a mute against it. That's the first piece of Gemara in Gittin. Why you have to be Mavari before an echt or before an echt, that was written in Shema. And if you have a roiv garua, only barely made it to roiv, 51%, 55%, even the Chachamim will agree with Rav Meir that roiv is only a din hanhoga, it's not a bira. And if you have a roiv, 85% roiv, 90% roiv, you don't have muta and a muta, but you don't have a roiv garua. So that's a machlokes Rav Meir and the Chacham. The Chacham hold that that's a bira, and Rav Meir holds that that's only a din hanhoga. Whenever you have two dina hanhoga that conflict with each other, so it's shkulim, so it's a sveka de dina. So what's the story with Korev? So the Gemara assumes that Rashi explains at the beginning of the Gemara. You learn out from the parsha of Egla Ruf. You see from that parsha that Korev is mevarer. What is it mevarer? So the Gemara talks over here. We found a stolen barrel of wine in a vineyard. And this vineyard happens to be, all of the vines over here, they're all orla. They were just planted within the last couple of years, the last 3 years. Everything is going to be orla. So the Gemara discusses, is that a birur? The fact that I found the barrel of wine in the vineyard, is that a raya that it was stolen from, that the wine was stolen, it was made from this vineyard, or is not? Well, let's say, I found a barrel of wine. There are different cities. There are some cities where the people are Jewish, some cities where the people are Goyim. You don't know whether the wine was processed by Jewish people or by Goyim people, by Goyish people. Processed by Goyim, then it's a din of Stam Yenim, is awesome. The Chacham prohibited Stam Yenim. You're not allowed to drink wine from a Nochri, like Bisholakum, like Pasakum. You're not allowed to eat bread that was baked by the Nochri. All of this is awesome, Mishum B'nei Seim, that it may lead to intermarriage. It may enjoy the wine so much You may want to marry the fellow's daughter in order to have a lifetime supply of this delicious wine. That's why they initially introduced the Yisur against Tam Yenam. But then, so Tosfos explains, they were never really concerned about Nisuch. The guy is going to pour the wine as a matana to his Avodah Zarah, then he's going to give it to me to drink. It doesn't make sense. If he thinks this is his deity, so he's going to be Menasachet L'Avodah Zarah, then he's going to give it to Abbas of Adam to drink. It's far-fetched chashash. But once they had the right to introduce a gzera because of intermarriage, that's a real chashash. In America, the rate of intermarriage by the Jewish people is way over 50% intermarriage. Europe is, I think it's worse. So that if there's a concern of intermarriage and they had the right to make a gzera de Rabbanon, then they have a right to make even a light plug and to extend the gzera de Rabbanon even to cover chashashes that are far-fetched. So once they made the iser that you're not allowed to drink stam yena wine that's processed by the Nochem Mishum Chashash B'Neseyem, then Tosfos explains, then they added on, even if the wine is kosher wine, it's Kenem wine or it's Carmel wine, it's a Jewish company, but the Nochri was pouring the wine, the Nochri waiter was pouring the wine, then Yechoshesh, maybe he poured it to the shame to be Menasech the Yain. It's far-fetched. If he's Menasech the Yain for his deity, so what's he giving it to me to drink? He's pouring it in my cup at a wedding. That's why if you have a kosher wedding and you have non-Jews serving the wine, you have to make sure that it's Yain Mevushal. Yain Mevushal, there's no chashash nisuch because Yain Mevushal is pasul nasach agabi hamizbeach. So since it's pasul nasach agabi hamizbeach, so the minig used to be that the nochrim who worshipped Avodah Zarah also would not be menasachet for their Avodah Zarah. If you know that a nochri was menasach wine for Avodah Zarah, then it's awesome. If Nochri is Manasseh water for Avodah Zarah, the water becomes also. Whatever is Manasseh becomes also. But if you don't know one way or the other, whether the Nochri did anything, Lishem Nisuch, so if it's a wine that's Mevushal, you don't have to be concerned. If it's Yain Shein Mevushal, then you have to be concerned. But it's a very far-fetched concern that he's Manasseh, then he gives it to me to drink, far-fetched. So for that alone, Tyson says they would never have the right to make a gzera. And also the loshchich legozer rabbanon, the chacham have no right to make exer the rabbanon if it's a far-fetched concern. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, all the Jews in the whole wide world are chayiv to blow shofar, and for sure somebody's going to carry the shofar be'isim. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, so the first day Sukkot falls out on Shabbos also, same day of the week, it's also going to fall out on Shabbos. So the first day of Sukkot, l'kach to melchem b'yom harishon, and atur yimuchiv to shake a lulav all over the world. On the first day, Sukkot. But every person is obligated. Hakol chayovim b'nitilus lulav ein hakol b'kiyum. Not everybody knows how to say the brocha on lulav. Not everybody knows how to do nanuim. So we're afraid that for sure someone's going to forget and carry the lulav to shul. So that's a real chashash. Many Jews will be mechal Shabbos. So they have a right to make a gzer de rabban. But if it's such a far-fetched chashash, and nochri is going to menasach wine to Avodah Zarah, then he's going to give it to me to drink. That's very far-fetched. And milsa de lo shchicha, they have no right to make a gzeir de rabban. They have to have a tzarech gadol. That's considered a tzarech kof, insufficient concern. Same thing, you don't make a gzeir le gzeir. The chachanim are afraid someone's going to violate an isa deraisa. Then you have the pasuk, v'shmatem is mishmati, the last pasuk in Parsha Zachay Mois. The Gemara Yevam is on Daf Chafalim says that's the book, that pasuk, that's the mocker for the din of Ases Yog Latar, the opening Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah had one of the three mottos, Heimar Meshloshet Dvarim, one of the mottos was Ases Yog Latar. So you make a harchoka if you're afraid someone's going to violate an Issa Derais. If the whole concern is someone's going to violate an Issa Derabbanon, so the world doesn't come to an end that they're just going to violate an Issa Derabbanon. So that's an insufficient sorrow. They make a Gzer Derabbanon because they're concerned someone's going to violate an Issa Derabbanon. That's insufficient. Tzorach, you have it. Same as Milsa de Loshchicha Lagos Barabbanam. So the same over there. But once they made Xera anyway because of intermarriage is a real chashash. Intermarriage we see in America is a real chashash. More than half the Jews in America are intermarried. So then they had a right to add on. Once they made Xera for a real Tzorach, then they can make a light plug even when the reason for the Xera doesn't apply. Then they can add on additional things. So they added on if the Nochri is pouring the wine. We're concerned maybe he's pouring a l'shem nisach Avodah Zarah, even though that's a milsa lo shchicha, it's going to be menasach and then give it to me to drink. So once they had a real tzorech, so then they can extend it. The real gzera was if the wine was processed by the nochrim. And there's no heter. I remember years ago, Rabbi Soloveitchik Goggins used to read the Yiddish newspaper. Used to be a daily. It used to be a few dailies. Now it's a weekly. Nobody reads it anyway. They had in the Yiddish newspaper that the conservative Vad HaRabbanim had gepaskin that you're allowed to drink Welch's grape juice. Why? Even though it's stam yeinam, it's processed by the nochrim because it's yayim avushal. Yayim avushal is awesome. Yayim avushal is mutter. They never goes on yayim avushal. The Rav Soloveitchik came into Shia that day. He was so angry. He said, that's utterly ridiculous. And he was asking, does anybody know why it's ridiculous? And we didn't know. We never learned Gemara by the Zohar. So he asked Rabban Lichtenstein to explain to us. Rabban Lichtenstein explained that the Yayim Mevushal, there's no gzera of Nisuch on Yayim Mevushal. Since in the Beis HaMikdash, they would never use Yayim Mevushal as possible in Nasach HaGam. Same thing if you cook the dam. Let's say you have the karbonis, the dam of the karbonis, you have to do zrikas hadam. So if somebody, the dam is mevushal, then you do zrika on the mizbech, you're not yoytze. Dam shebishlo is posel lizrak ala mizbech. Same thing, you do haktaras emurim on the mizbech. If you cook the emurim first, and then you burn it on the mizbech, you're not yoytze. Because the Gemara says it has to be reach nichech, has to be raw meat when you burn it. It's already mevushal, so it's going to smell differently, it's going to be a different reach nichech. All the karbonos have to be in their original state. If it's cooked, it's possible. So because Yayim Mevushal, they never were menasal in the Beis HaMikdash, of the Abed Zara also had the practice, generally speaking, not to be menasal in the Abed Zara. So if the Nochri handled kosher wine, Nochri pours kosher wine, you don't have to be concerned maybe he was menasal, because you don't know one way or the other whether he did. And that's far-fetched. It's not going to be menasech, the wine that's cooked. But if the wine was processed by the goyim, that's not also because of chashash nisach, that's also because of the same, because it may lead to intermarriage. So what is the help that the Welch's grape juice is cooked, but if the whole thing is processed by the goyim? The only time that's a heter is if it's kosher wine that was processed by a Jewish company, which Yom HaShabbos, Jewish people made the whole wine, so there's no chashash of intermarriage. So then if the wine will be poured by a non-kosher waiter, then it's a chashash on nisuch. So it's Yayim Mevushal, there's no chashash nisuch. But if it's Welch's grape juice, it's processed by the goyim. The whole thing is made by the goyim. So that's also because of the chashash of intermarriage, not because of the chashash of nisuch. So again, so the Gemara says, Roivas deraisa, not only Ruba del Isikamon, even Ruba del Isikamon, and Rashi and Chulan and David Aleph has two versions, whether it's Halacha Moshe Sinai or no. After you show from all the Mishnahis that we subscribe even to Ruba del Isikamon, it means that too is included in the Pasuk. And then we say that Korav is deraisa, Kurva is Mevarer, where it came from. So if you find, we'll have to see the Gemara, if you find a barrel of wine inside a Pardes, that's all Orlo, so maybe that itself is a ride, that it came from that Pardes. Maybe it's a ride, didn't come from that Pardes. The Gemara says, Aganef is not going to hide them. If he stole the grapes and he made wine, he's not going to hide the barrel of wine in the Pardes, but he stole it. Okay, maybe it's a ride that it's not from there. But leaving out that consideration. Or if you find a barrel of wine on the outskirts of a city, so this city is Ruba Yisrael, and that city is Ruba Nochrim. So if it's near a city that's Ruba Nochrim, you assume the wine came from that city, and right with the people in the city are Nochrim, so you assume the wine is straight. How do they figure this out? Where does it say in Chumash that Kurva is Mevara? So that's learned out. For Hoyeria Kreid V'Alacholol. So Tosis, we mentioned the Tosis last week. We didn't give an answer on Tosis Kasha. On Chav Gimel Amud Beis, there are two Tosis in with the same Dibra Hamaskel, Bidaleko. So the first Tosis has a kasha, they don't give an answer. Tosis writes, Mashma from our Gemara, the time of the Ira Kreiva, Mevia Egla Rufa Mishum, the Mitoch HaKurva Muchach, Kurva is a Bira, it's Mochiach, it's Mevarish, and Mishum Bo HaHorek, the murderer must have come from that city. We assume the murderer came from that city. So that's what Gemara said, why? But it's Raga Karev. But there's Ruba Di Almo. Ruba Di Almo, the murderer could have come from anywhere. And there are more, maybe he's a guest in the city. Who says the murderer is someone who lives in the city? Maybe the murderer is from Ruba di Alma and he happened to be passing by over here. All the murders that take place in New York City, every day they have on the news, there are murders. All the murderers are all locals who live in New York. A lot of times they're strangers who are touring in New York, and they also murder. It's not only the Toshavei New York who do murders. So Tyson says, Magemar is mashma, that kurva, deraisa, kurva is mevarer, where it came from the parsha of Egla Rufa, that we assume the Iraq Roy Velachola, the murderer came from that city, and that's what the Gemara asked, but if it's Roy Vachazaka, Ruba Adiv, Rab Chanina says Ruba Vachaz, Roy Vakarev, Holchamacher Harayv, so Ruba the Alma should cancel the Chiv Egla Rufa on the Karev. So Tesla asked the Kasha, but there's a Brisa in Saita. These are Amaroim speaking in our Gemara. And in Saita, it's a Brisa that you only bring an Egla Rufa. It says in the Chumash, the Zikne Huirahi should say, Yodena Loshavcha Sadama Zavinein Laro. What do you mean Zikne Huirahi? It means that you have to have a Bezin. How much of a Bezin? The mention of the Shev Shmaitze suggested some Achlegs Rashi in the Rambam on a Bezin of 3 Smuchim, a Bezin of 23. The Rambam thinks you need a Bezin of 23, because the Rambam writes in the Mor Nevuchim, the whole idea behind the mitzvah of Egla Ruf is to make a big tumult, to do an unusual, strange thing, to chop off the neck, v'orfus ha'egla banachal, arifas egla rufa, to chop off the neck, very strange, you're going to write it up in all the newspapers, and the police will advertise this. There's a toll-free number, whoever knows any information about this murder should please contact the police. We hope that we'll be able to track down the murderer by making such a strange mitzvah of Egla Ruf. So since the whole purpose of Egla Ruf is to be able to catch the murderer and to put him to death, to punish him, they need a Bezin of 23. That's what the Shev Shmaitzer says, that the Rama thinks Bezin of 23 because of the way he understood the whole mitzvah of Egla Ruf. Rashi says, no, the Bezin should say, Yedena lo shavchas adam azeh, v'yinena lo ro. So the Gemara says, what if you measure to the cities Akroi v'alacholol, and the city Akroi v'alacholol is Ein bo Bezin. So the Gemara says, you ignore that city, and you measure to all the other cities that do have Bezin. So Tosis says, but according to our Gemara, the whole idea of Karev is that it's Mevar, where the murderer came from. So if it's supposed to be Mevar, where the murderer came from, so we see the murderer came from the Iraq Raiva. Aye, but the Iraq Raiva doesn't have a Bezin, so nobody should bring an Egla Rufa. How do you say you measure to the other cities that do have a Bezin? But the Kurva is Machiach, that the murderer came from this city. So no one should bring an Egla Rufa. So Tosis remains by Kasha. How can be? So sometimes you have a steer between two Gemara, Machlekes Amaroim. Sometimes Machlekes HaTanoim. But here, these are all Amaroim on Ardav. They're not Tanoim over here. And over there, it's a Braisa. Over there, Tanoim. So how do the Amaroim have a right to disagree with all the Tanoim? That's a murderous Kasha. It's a murderous Kasha. So there's a set of Svarim that's called Neza HaKodesh. There was a Talmud Chacham who lived in Lithuania, Ramosha Rosen. And I think soon after the Chazon Ish got married, he moved into that city, Chvaidan, in Lithuania, and he used to learn together with this Rav Moshe Rosen. So I think the Chazon Ish helped Rav Moshe Rosen put out the Sefer HaChulin. I think that's what they write in the biographies. He touched up the Sefer HaChulin. And the other Svarim is he put out on his own after the Chazon Ish. Money. He came to America, lived in Brownsville, in Brooklyn, and then I think most of the Svarim were written in America. So I think in the first Sefer that he put out, it's called Dibrei Seferim. It's a Likud of Chidush Torah and miscellaneous Mesichtas. Most of the Nezer HaKodesh, most of the bombs are on Kotchen. On Zvachim, and Menachas, and Erchen, and Tmura, and Meila, all the Mesichtas in Kotchen. Then he has other Svarim, Psochim, and other Mesichtas. He raises every issue that there is to raise. So he has an essay in his first Sefer, Dibrei Seferim, has an essay, Sim Lama Gimel, next to the last essay in the whole Sefer, to answer this Tosis Kasha. So he says, the Gemara here is assuming that the Kurva by Egla Rufa is Mevarer, the facts of the case, but not the way Tosis says it's Mevarer, where the murderer came from. That's Beferish against the Gemara in Soita. The Gemara says you only measure to the ear, to Yesh Bo Bezin. He says no. The Chumash said the Zikna Uirahi have to say Adena Lo Shavcha Sadama Zaveinena Lo Ro. So Rashi HaChumash quotes from the Mishnah in Soita, in Perek Egla Rufa. the end of Saita, that's one of the Prokem Perakeg La Rufa, Bechisal Kadaitach She Bezin Shev Chidamim Hein, that the Bezin says, Yadena Lo Shavcha Sardam Azavinena Lo Ro. No, what it means is, Shalom Bali Adena Fatarnu, Below Lechem, but Below Leviya. If we were not aware that this, a man was murdered on the highway, Kimatzachal Badama, you find a Jewish person was murdered somewhere in Eretz Yisrael, no, the Miko, you don't know who. So the Bezin should feel bad that this happened in their jurisdiction. They're supposed to, the responsibility of the Bezin, responsibility of the Rabbanim is that they should maintain law and order. That's really the responsibility of the Melech. The Pasuk says, Melech Mimishmud Yam and Eretz. The Melech, the job of the Melech is to maintain law and order in the country. And Man Malki Rabbanim, whenever the government isn't doing their job, then the Rabbanim have the obligation to maintain law and order. That's what Rameir Bar Ilan wrote a whole sefer in Yiddish. Rameir Bar Ilan was the son of Benetziv, the youngest son of Benetziv and the second wife. His son from the first wife was Rav Chaim Berlin. And the son from the second wife was Rameir Bar Ilan. They were very different. Rameir Bar Ilan was one of the organizers of the Mizrahi organization. So the book that he wrote in Yiddish is translated into English, translated into Hebrew. It's entitled Fun Valojin Biz Yerushalayim. He originally was brought up in Valojin. His father, then Denetziv, was the Rosh Yeshiva in Valojin the last 39 years. It's a long period of time to be the Rosh Yeshiva, 39 years. So he writes all about different things in Valojin. So one of the, he has, in one place he writes about, he spoke to his brother-in-law, Denetziv's son-in-law was Reb Foil Shapiro, Reb Foil Valojina. So that was the brother-in-law of Rabbeinu Bar Ilan. So he spoke to Reb Foil Valojina, Reb Foil Shapiro, and to Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, and I think the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan was his uncle. Aruch HaShulchan was a brother-in-law of Denetziv. Mrs. Aruch HaShulchan was a sister of Denetziv. So he says he interviews the three of them to discuss what is the role of the rabbi supposed to be. So the Aruch HaShulchan said to Paskin Shailos. The Aruch HaShulchan used to sit in shul all day long and made himself available. People would ask him Shailos. He would pass him Shailos all the time. And Rabbi Foil Valojin didn't answer. He was very quiet. He didn't answer. And Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik said the role of the rabbi is to do chesed. The job of the rabbis to do chesed, like the function of the government, like the melech mimishpat yam and eretz, to maintain law and order in the country. So the Gemara has an expression, man malki rabbanim. Who are the melochim today? We don't have a melech Yisrael. So the rabbanim take over the responsibility of the government. So the rabbanim are supposed to see to it that there should be tzedakah organizations, and if someone is traveling on the highway, they should see to it that he should have a place to sleep, and they should have food for him, and he should be protected, and such a terrible tragedy should not happen, and someone should murder him. And we don't know who the murderer was. For no good reason, they murdered this poor guy. So the Bez Nats say, what they mean to say is, we were not aware. We never met this poor guy. If they did meet him, and they didn't take care of him, then they can't bring Ereg Larufa, because they can't say with a straight face, but if they didn't know him at all, or they knew him and they did take care of him, they had a place for him to sleep, and they gave him food and money, they took care of him, and then nonetheless he was killed. So then they can say honestly, so they say that. So this the Nezer HaKodesh, this Rav Moshe Rosen, the one who wrote the Nezer HaKodesh, he was a very poor man, but his grandchildren are not so poor. So they reprinted his farm a few times, and now they reprinted, the grandchildren gave me, maybe 40 years ago, they gave me a full set of the Nezer HaKodesh on Shas with his Shabbos HaTshuvos. And now they gave me the different grandchildren, different branches in the family. So different grandchildren reprinted again, fancier edition of the Nezer HaKodesh. Now I have two sets of the Nezer HaKodesh. So now they reprinted it. So in this sefer, Divrei Sefer, I think that was the first sefer that he put out in Europe. So he suggests, not like Tesis starts off, Hocha mashma, the time of the Ira Kroivam, the Yegla Rufa, Mishum, the Vitocha Kurva, Muchach, what? The Kurva is Machiach what? So Tesis says, Shemishum Baha Horeg. No, he says that doesn't say in our Gemara. Tesis was jumping to a conclusion. We assume that this person who was murdered, which city is responsible? Not, we usually assume, like Taisus, we usually assume like Taisus, the Ira Kroiva Lachola, the murderer must have come from the Ira Kroiva, and all the people in that city need a kapara because they're harboring a murderer, they're harboring a criminal in their city. So the Nezer HaKadosh says, no, the Gemara there in Soito sheds light on our Gemara. The Kurva is Mevara, but it's not Mevara that the murderer came from that city. It's Mevara that the Haruk may have come from that city. So if there's a city, Kroiv Elachol, where there's no Bezin, so there's no Bezin responsible to supervise it, to maintain law and order. But you only consider the cities where there is a Bezin, so the Batidinim, the Israel, have the obligation to maintain law and order, to have a Beis Chesed. The Gemara says in the last parak, Sochem, where is the Machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel, where the Yesh Kiddush Alav Makom Sura, Rein Kiddush Alav Makom Sura, Yotze Kiddush, if you recite Kiddush, not in connection with eating the meal. So we paskin, you're not Yotze Kiddush. The Gemara asks the question, so why do we recite Kiddush in Shul? Nobody's eating in Shul. So the Gemara says, no, the Orchim, Yotze, we make Kiddush in Shul to be Moitze, the Orchim, Idechei Vosim. The Beis Yosef quotes some Rishonim say that's where the minhag came from, that you light Neres Chanukah in Shul, because the Orchim used to sleep in the room next to the Shul. So you only have to measure to the cities that have the Bezin, because the Bet Dinim in the neighborhood have the obligation to see to it that there's a room for travelers to sleep over in a safe location, and you give them food and you give money to help them, and you make sure you malava them, you show them the way, they shouldn't get lost, it's not, they don't live over here. So the ear that doesn't have any bezdin, the batidinim are responsible to maintain law and order. So you only measure to the ayoris where there is a bezdin, which bezdin was responsible for this murder. So whichever city that has a bezdin that's closest to the dead body, sometimes it'll just be a foot closer. The Mishnah has a machloikas hatanaim. What if nimtza mechuvim min shtei ayoris? Never happened, but the Mishnah covers every single case, even though it's never going to happen in a million years. They measured, here's a dead body, and there are two cities that are exactly. How do you measure this city? So the Mishnah in Erevin gives you a klum, and Kate said Ma'abrim, the whole parrot. How do you draw the city limits? So every city, the city is like a circular shape or amoeba shape, all over the place. So every city, Al-Pidin, is rectangular shape. You take the northernmost house and the easternmost house, and you draw a straight line. Kifi ruchas ha'olam, unless it's like Manhattan is approximately rectangular shape. Even before you do anything, it's almost a rectangle the way it stands. So then you don't make kifi ruchas ha'olam north, east, south, west. You just fill in the rectangle. So that's the city limits, and then the horog is in between. So both cities are rectangular in shape. Alpidin, every city is rectangular in shape. And then you have to measure from the dead body, which part of the dead body. They measure from the nose, they measure from the heart, they measure from the neck. So the different opinions of the Tanakh, where you measure from. Sometimes it's going to be an inch closer to one city than the other, a foot closer from one to the other. You have to measure to the cities, and the city that is closer from, not that we're mevara that the murderer came from that city. No, we're mevara that the bezdin in that city was responsible that no tragedy like this should occur. It was their responsibility, and therefore they are obligated to say Adena lo shavchas adam hazeh, if it's true, if they can honestly say that. Lo bo li adena, lo patanu, bo lechem, bo lo nevil. So he says, so that's what the Ezra HaKadosh said. The two Gemaras don't contradict each other. Just the first line in Tesis, they jump to a conclusion. Mashma, hocha mashma, the time of the Ira Kroiva, mivi egla rufa, mishum, the mitoch hakurva muchach, so far everything is correct, but the next word is not. Mitoch hakurva muchach shemisham, not bo ha-horeg. No, that's against the Gemara Beferish. That's against all the Tanoim in Saito. No, muchach, that it was, since the murder occurred closer to this city than to that city, even though it's only an inch, It's a kurva de lo mochach. And if it's imtza exactly mechula mish, the yaris and the samach loikas hatanayim, whether they both bring an egg la rufa, or you say, eepshel the tamsim, it cannot be that it's exactly 50-50. Either one city is closer to the other, so they both bring one egg la rufa ala tanayim. Either they split the cost 50-50, and they say, if we're this closest city, should be on our BF, and if they're the closest city, should be on their BF. So that's a kurva de lo muchach, just maybe half an inch closer to one city than to the other. It's a kurva de lo muchach, it's kemat 50-50. But nonetheless, that's the idea of kurva, is that it proves not that the murderer came from the city, but rather that the horror came from the city, or that it was, since that city is closer, it was under their responsibility to see to it that such a murder shouldn't have happened. That's what he suggests. That the Memeda does not catch. But then he gets stuck in reading the Gemara. You have to read the rest of the Gemara. The Gemara asks, what about Ruba de Alma and so on. So that's the whole Gemara doesn't read straight. So you have to answer Tosfos Kasha. It's a murderous Kasha. And he's matchik how his answer does fit into the Gemara.
Well, why is one city's Bezdin responsible to look after the other city? I mean, that's not in the jurisdiction.
Because the other city doesn't have a Bezdin. It's the responsibility of the rabbanim of that. That's what's the responsibility of the rabbis. So the Aruch HaShulchan thought the responsibility is the paskan shaylas. Rab Chaim said no. The man malki rabbanim, they take over the responsibilities of the government of the melech. The road of the melech and melech ben mishpat yam and eretz. Road of the melech is to maintain law and order. The Avdei Nezer has a tshuva like that. The Avdei Nezer, all the tshuvas have numbers 1, 2, 3. And then there's one tshuva, all the tshuvas on the order of Shulchan Aruch. So one tshuva, if you look in Yerideya, there are two volumes, Yerideya Chelik Beis, so he has on Hilchas Talmud Torah, Hilchas Rabbanus. So he has a tshuva which he has a title to, Sheish Ma'adus Lakisei. We refer to it every so often. Shlomo HaMelech's throne had 6 steps till he walked to the top of the throne. So he has a tshuva, a Rav died, he was the Rav in this city, and there was a toss-up, who should yarshin his position, his son or his son-in-law? So the son-in-law was more merutza lekohol. The balabatim liked the son-in-law better than the son. So he discusses 6 different steps in order to get to the conclusion. So the first discussion he has is, does Rabbanus go birusha? We assume that Mishnah Pirkei Avos says that Torah doesn't go birusha. So if Torah doesn't go birusha, Rabbanus shouldn't go birusha. So he says, Rabbanus years ago, when they used to have real bona fide smicha, so real smicha meant when you give a psak, that's called the hayroa. But Bizman said there's no real smicha. So the role of the rabbi is no longer the paskan shalas. All of the shalas are paskan already. You have the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch. You have all the svarim. You have all the shalas too. You don't need a rabbi to paskan. Almost everything is worked out already. The role of the rabbi is melech ben mishpat yamid eretz, and that's why the din is that a rabbi who doesn't have bona fide smicha only can function midin shluchasayiko avdinon. That's the Gemara in the end of Gittin. Rav Yosef was ma'ase agita. He would sometimes force the husband to give a wife to his get, to give a get to his wife whenever the Mishnah says yeah. Sometimes you koifal a get, not always. Sometimes you have to be koifal a get. If the husband doesn't want to give a get, he's acting very improperly, you koifal him to give a get. So, but in order to be koifal to give a get, you have to have smicha. So Rav Yosef didn't have smicha. So he said, anan shlichasai kav dinan. The Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael do have smicha. In days of Rav Yosef, there was still Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael who had smicha. Today, nobody in the world has any smicha. Smicha has to be conferred in Eretz Yisrael, has to be ish mipiish at Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's already 1,500 years ago that the smicha was discontinued. So nobody has any smicha. So the ability of any Rabbanim today, the Israeli Rabbanut, puts people in prison if they don't want to give their wife a get. There are people sitting in prison for many, many years. They're very consistent. They don't want to give their wife a get. And in the days of the Gemara, they would beat him up till either the wife would become a grusha or an almana. Either they'd kill him. If he doesn't want to give a get, they kill him. He has no right to refuse to give a get, or he'll finally cave in. He'll give in and give the get. So the Gemara says, when do you have the right, when does a rabbi who doesn't have real smicha, when does he have the right to represent those who do have smicha, shlicha saikabdin, and we act as shluchim of those who 1,500 years ago had smicha? That's only milsad the shchicha that is bechisar and kis. If it's a common issue, and it's a hefsed moment. If it's a case of kefal dalavahei, onis mafata, moitz shema knas, so you don't say shlichasai, there's no chisar and kis over there. But if it's Nezek, a Gezel, a Geneva, a real Hapsed Mammon, Milsa Dishchich Viz Bechisar and Kis, you have to maintain law and order. So that's what Avne Nezer writes. The role of the rabbi today is Melech Mishpat Yam and Eret. That's what Rab Chaim said the same. The role of the rabbi is to supervise the Chesed. So the whole idea of the Egla Rufa, that's what the Nezer HaKodesh presses into this Gemara. He thinks the role of the Bezdin here is to maintain law and order, so it's their fault. I can't say it's their fault. It was their responsibility to see to it that such a murder shouldn't have happened. So that's why you're judging which Bezdin had jurisdiction over this highway, over this area where the murder occurred. Whose responsibility was it to see to it that such a murder shouldn't have happened? So we assume either not that the murderer necessarily came from that city, but maybe the horror came from that city, or that they're the closest, so that it's under their jurisdiction. So that's questionable. That's called that the kurva is mevara or something. It's mevara that the horror came from the city. And then he himself admits it doesn't fit in well into the Gemara. But that's the best he can do under the circumstances. Yeah, you have to answer Tosfos Kasha. It's a murderous kasha. So we already read part of the Gemara. Let's see. Let's see on top. Omer Abai Afanan Namatinga. Abai says we have a Mishnah that supports Reb Chanina, that when you have right pulling in one direction and Korah pulling in the other direction, right v'korv halacha acharoy. How does he know? Because there's a Mishnah, you have an Isha has Dam min hamokar. Dam min hamokar is from the endometrial lining. That's called dam min hamokar. The dam shenimtza b'prozdor. If the dam is found in the bayis hachitzon, in the aver of the woman, so do you assume that it came from the mokar? Maybe it came from the aliyah, a different part of the body. That's not endometrial lining. That's not going to be dam in amokar. You find the dam in the bayis hachitzon, outside of the cervix. So we assume sveka tamei. We assume it's tamei. Why? Shecheskasai the roiv is. The word chazaka has six different meanings here. Chazaka means it's a roiv. Shecheskasai min hamokar. The likelihood is that it came. The roiv is that it came from the mokar. The afagav diik aliyah the mikrofa. Even though there's another source that the dam may have come from the aliyah, a different inner organ, which is closer to the bayis hachitzain than the mokar is. So you see that Rab Chanina is right. The rabbi kav halacha acharoyv. Yeah. How do you prove? Maybe it's because who says that rabbi kav halacha acharoyv is avadai? Maybe it's because safik tuma b'shus hayochad sveka tomei. Is it b'toras vadai or b'toras sofik? It says shechaz kosam in amokar. We assume that it's a vadai. The Gemara quotes a brisa. Tani Rabchia, two lines later. Dama nimtza b'pros dor, and the Mishnah says shechaz kosam in amokar is not b'toras sofik, not sofik. No, it's a vadai. Chayov molo avias migdosh. You bring a chatas ol of the yorid. If a tomei enters the beis hamigdosh b'shoigeg, he has to bring a chatas ol of the yorid. Ol of the yorid means if he can afford it, he brings a chatas behema. Can't afford it, it brings a chata soif. And if he can't afford that, then he brings a minchas chayte, sheep. He or she brings a minchas chayte, yeah. There are five olivi arids. There's a yoledes brings an olivi arid, and the mitzorah brings an olivi arid. If he can afford it, he brings a chata soif. If he can't afford it, it brings a chata soif. Then you have the three olivi arids that are together in Parshas Vayikra. One is Tumas Migdash Vikadosha, one Shvuas Aedus, and one is Shvuas Bito. If the person took a Shvuah and he violated the Shvuah B'Shoigeg, so then he has to bring a Chatas Ol V'Yori. So you only bring a Chatas, not Bob and Eder and Adovim. Whenever you have a Sofik, whether you have Mechuyev Chatas, you don't bring a Chatas. Sometimes you bring Chatas Oif Abu Ala Sofik, is Exeris Apasu. Sometimes a person is Tomei. The Abba Mechusir Kaporet. There's a Zav, Zava, Yaledis, and Mitzorah. The four people are Tomei. That's the name of the second Perek in Krisis. Abba Mechusir Kaporet. So the Mishnah says these four tameim. Usually, a person is tamei. He goes to the mikveh and he becomes tahor. He becomes tahor once he goes to the mikveh. His tahor is permitted to eat ma'aser sheni, but he's still not allowed to eat truma until he has harav shemesh. That's the first Mishnah in Brachas. Mishnah shekani mechnasim lechol duchumasa. In order to eat ma'aser sheni, tovol v'yala echol b'ma'aser harav shemesh echol duchuma. And then there are four tameim, the zav zav yaleres and mitzardes davon b'chus yekapar. Even after the tevil and the mikveh, and even after they have harav shemesh, they're still not allowed to eat karbanis. They're not allowed to enter the Beis Hamikdash until they bring the karbanis. The karbanis are the gemara of the tahara procedure. Only by these four people, zav zav yaleres and mitzardes. So if you say a person is a sofik zav, sofik zavon. If he's a sofik, so we'll go lechumer, me sofik, okay. But then you can't bring a, can you bring a chattas on the sofik? Chattas not bob and edom and dover. So if you're not mukhiv to bring a chattas, it'll be chuna bazar. It's not chal. You can't be magnish if you're not mukhiv. So that's exeris. So the person can never become tohar for sure. So for the rest of his life, if he's a sofik, let's say the woman is not sure whether she had a pregnancy of more than 40 days or less than 40 days. So your lettuce has to wait 40 days, 80 days. If it was in a cave, you have to wait 80 days. If it's a zochi, you wait 40 days, then you bring a set of karbonis. But if it's a sofik, but they had a tzuras of lan, sofik, was she pregnant for 45 days or for 35 days? The whole pregnancy was less than 44 days, then there's no tzuras of lan, then there's no chiyuv to bring karbonis. If the pregnancy was more than 40 days, even though it was the baby didn't come out alive, it was still born. It was born just an inch by an inch, the whole thing, a tiny little fetus. So still she's mechuyev to bring the karbonis. So you can't bring karbonis chata, you can't bring a chatas misofik. A chatas not bo ben edim and adovim. So what do you do? So Gemara learns out from a pasuk, there's such an institution, chatas ha'oif habo ala sofik. She can't bring a chatas behema ala sofik. Even she's an ashira. She has to be mafka all of her property to become an aniya, and then once she's an aniya, then she can bring chatas saif abo ala sofik. Agzeres hakosav. You do malika, but then you can't eat it because it's a sofik nevela. You do malika with the fingernail. So if it's a chatas, so it's nechal to zichri kuna. Chatas saif is nechal to zichri kuna, but chatas saif abo ala sofik, so it's a sofik nevela because he shecht it with the fingernail. That's mechuber. So it's a special din. You do malika on. On oil soif, or chata soif, that's malikosa zuri shchitosa. That's a special din. But if it turns out that she wasn't really chayva chata, she never was a yoledet, she never was a zava, he never was a zava, never was a mitzora, these four. Zava, zava, yoledet, and mitzora, these four need a chatas to complete the tahara procedure. So if you're going to say they can't bring a chatas misofik, so they'll be stuck for the rest of their lives. The sofik tomei. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk that by chatas habola chatas of mchusu kapara, you can bring it ala sofik. You do malika and you don't eat it. It's kored, but you're not. The kohanim don't eat it because of the sofik nevela. Yeah. So the Mishnah says. Chayav malav al bias migdosh. If the woman became a nida because she found dam in the prosdor, she's not sure, she doesn't know whether the dam came in amokar or the dam came in aliyah. If the dam came in amokar, that's from the endometrial lining, then she's a nida. If the dam came in aliyah, a different part of the body inside, different in a organ, then it's not metameh, so she's not sure. So the Mishnah says that we assume that she's vadei tomei, that's what Reb Chiya says, Chayav molav al bias migdash, if she'll walk into the Beis HaMikdash, she'll be vadei chayav to bring tumas migdash v'kadosh. It won't be a sofik. It's a vadei. Tumas migdash v'kadosh, if you bring a chatos, oil v'yored, if you can afford it, you bring a chatos bein, you can't afford bring a chatos, if you can't afford that, you bring minchas chayte, that's not the l'chusri kapara. That's not that the person, that's a chatos l'chaper. That's a chatos to be mechaper, for having done the aver. So whenever this is sofik, so you don't bring the korban. Here it says that she does bring the korban. Chayavim Allah about the abias mikdash. If the woman will enter the Beis HaMikdash, we consider her vadei tamei. And if she touches truma, sarfam all of us are truma. There's a din mishmeres trumaisai. You're not allowed to destroy truma. You're not allowed to be a metami truma because mishmeres trumaisai. You're not allowed to destroy truma. I throw it in the garbage. I throw it in the ocean. That's a violation of mishmeres. So if you have truma that's safik tam and safik tahor, it's called truma teluya. That's what Rashi calls it. Mishnah is like that. Truma teluya. It's suspended. It's suspended. The kohanim are not allowed to eat it. Maybe it's tameh, but they're not allowed to burn it. Maybe it's tahor. So you're in violation of mishmeris if you're going to burn. So Rav Chiya says in his brisa, Tani Rav Chiya, dama nivr dimtze b'prozdes vaday tameh. Sarfam olavasa truma. It's a vaday tameh. It's not a safik tam. Why is it a vaday tameh? Because you go basarayv. Aye, but korev should indicate that the dam came minhu aliyah. The dam coming from an aliyah is highly unlikely, more likely that it came in a mokar from the end of Nitya line. It always comes in a mokar. But the aliyah is yosek korev. So Abai says, Afanana amitine, Rabbi Chanina, in the beginning of the sugya said, whenever Rav pulls in one direction, and Korah pulls in the other direction, we follow Rav, and he says, it's a beferish and Mishnah. So Rav says, yeah, you can't prove anything from that. Maybe it's different over there. Omale Rav, so Rav argues with Abai, how can you prove from that Mishnah? Rav amotze kamer, Rav amotze lekaman di omer. Nah, that everybody agrees. Rav Chanina said a chiddush, if Rav pulls in one direction and Korah pulls in the other direction. But here it's Rav Matzah. Every month a woman has a Riyaz Dam. That's normal. It's better than a Rav versus a Korah. It's a Rav Matzah. That's the normal thing. It's Dam and Amokar. That's the woman's cycle. Her body functions like that. So that's not really a good proof. Then he says, V'yamah, Rav Shmamin Amid Rav Chiyah. Plus, you see three dinim. Shmamina, first of all, Rav Vukarab Haloch Achar HaRav. That's the question. Rav himself just said it doesn't necessarily prove. Maybe it's Rav Matzah. Okay, I think Gemara is going to ask. Shmamina Ruba Deraisa. Taisa said, what do you mean Shmamina Ruba Deraisa? It's a passing in Chumash. So Taisa says over here, Nadim Maschal Hagor, Shmamina Ruba Deraisa means even a Ruba Deleisa come on. He was talking, he found Dam in the prosdor. Outside of the cervix, in the Bais Achitzen, that's called. You don't know whether the dam came from the Bais Apnimi, from the Mokav and the endometrial lining, or it came in Hualiya. So that's what it means, that even though it's a Ruba Delesa Kamon, it's not a Ruba Dis Kamon. So Tosis works hard. Why is it called the Ruba Delesa Kamon? Okay. So that's what Tosis suggests. It's a Ruba Delesa Kamon. In the back of the Gemara, they have Haoris from the Vilna, the Dayanim. When they were printing the Vilna Shas, they had big Dayanim in Vilna. So they have Shlomo the Vilna, Rabbi Sal Vilna, they have other Dayanim from Vilna who were alive at the time. They write Shlita. So they have the Paras Yosef, as also one of the Dayanim in Vilna. So he says, maybe it means Shma Mino, Ruba Deraisa, maybe it means Ruba Bechazoka, because the woman was Becheskas Tehoira. She went to Mikvah last month. Now she fights Dam in the Prozdor. Dominance of a prose there means a bais achitzen, outside of the cervix. So it's really ruba v'chazoka. That's what he said. Ruba v'chazoka, ruba. That's what he says. Shmamin or ruba deraisa, roi bitzat chazoka. Even though the woman is becheskas tahar, maybe that's what he suggests. Maybe that's what it means. Tyson says that it means shmamin or ruba deraisa means even a ruba deleisa kamon. And then they have to discuss why is it called a ruba deleisa kamon. Every month a woman has a riyaz dam min amokah. So maybe that should be called the ruba deisa kamon. She never has dam in aliyah. So that's what one of the dayanim suggests. Maybe nish mamin or ruba deraisa, even ruba v'chazokah, that the roi beats out against the chazok. So what are the three dinim? Shmamin ruba deraisa, shmamin deisa luhad rabzeirah. Rabzeirah, you don't need trei rubi. One roi is enough. Because over here there's only one Rav. You don't. Trei Rubi is only my loss of Yuchsin that we spoke about last week. That's in Suvas Daf Tezvav. When the woman was Nancy, you don't know who was Ma'anis her. So even though I'm in Atari, she go Basar, she doesn't know herself who was Ma'anis her. She doesn't know herself whether she was Nivela to Anachri, she's Asura Lakuna, she was Nivela to Yisrael. So I'm in Atari, if you have a Rav Yisraelim, she should be Materis. My loss of Yuchsin, you need Trei Rubi. So that's what he says, Shmamina, you don't need Trei Rubi over here, because it's not an inyan of Yuchsin. And I'm talking about the Yuchsin, Yisuri Kuhuna, and so on. Then Gemara says, what do you mean? Rav says, Shmamina, that Rabbi Chanina is right. But Rav is the one who argued with Abai before. But Rav Hu Diyama, Rav Matsu, Lekalaman Diyama. From a hard way, Rav Mahi, Rav back down. What does the Gemara have a story? Chavit itman. Chavit shetzofa binohar. A barrel of wine floating in the river. Amar Rav, Nintzes, can I get the Yoshiru by Yisrael? If we found the barrel of wine doesn't have any label on it, we don't know who processed the wine. Is it kosher wine or is it treif of wine processed by Nochem? Treif of wine processed by Nochem is also Mishum Ben Asay. So he says, Amar Rav, Nintzes, can I get, you found it floating in the river. So if you found it near Kineged Yisrael, by Yisrael, if you found it in the river next to it, near a city where it's a Jewish community, is Muteris. Because most of the likelihood is Kurva is Mavar, that it came from this city, and most of the people, most of the wine in this city is processed by Jews. But if you found the Kineged Yisrael, by Nachman, so the Kurva is Mavar, that it came from this city, and then in this city, the right of the people who process wine on Nachman, so it's not the Asura. That's what Rab says. Shmuel Amar, nah, I feel the Nimsis can I get a Shiruba Yisrael Asura. Why? Maybe he came from the city Idikira. Idikira is like New York City, a gigantic city that's far away. Why? Because Ruba Karev, Aloch HaHarai. Why say that it's Karev to this city, which is Ruba Yisrael, but the Rav is that city is a far away city. It's Rochek far away, but Ruba Rav Karev, Aloch HaHarai. So that's a much bigger city, Idikira. And Idikira is Ruba Akum. So that's what Shmuel says. I feel the Nimtzes can agadir shirubi sauce floating on the river near a city that's all Jewish. The barrel of wine is also why Eimam Idikira. So maybe came from that big city, that's the Rav. So the Gemara says, should I say that this is the Machlek? Is Leimim the Reb Chanina come of Ligi? Is that the Machlek? Is Rabbi Shmuel Demar Isle the Reb Chanina? The second one, Shmuel Amar, I feel the Nimtzes can agadir shirubi Israel. Asura, because you go Basar Raiv. Idikira is a much bigger city. You go Basar Raiv. Umar, Lesle, the Rabbi Hanina. And the first one, Rav, says, no, Nimtzes, Kenegadir, Shiruba, Yisrael, Muteris, because the Kurva is Mavara, that it came from this city. So he disagrees with Rabbi Hanina. He holds Raiv, the Korav, Hochel, Machar, HaKorav. Umar says, like, not necessarily. So maybe the Kolam is the Rabbi Hanina. Everybody agrees with Rabbi Hanina. That's how we pass them. Raiv, the Korav, Hochel, Machar, HaRaiv. No, different shayla. Mar Sovar, the first one, Rav holds, it cannot be that it came, you found it in Mississippi. The barrel of wine came from New York and it floated all the way down. It would have cracked open. It went 1,000 miles down the river. How can it be? And me said to me, the Kira, so if it floated all the way in the river from the Kira all the way to where we are now, next to a city where the Rav and the people are Jewish. It would have cracked open, would have sunken. There's so many locations where the barrel of wine would be bumping into a rock or twirling around and cracking open and so on. It cannot be. The likelihood is it's a rope that it didn't come from Idikira. If it would come from Idikira so far away, it wouldn't have lasted. And Shmuel says, not necessarily so. The Akuli Apshure, that's towards the edge of the river. But let's say the barrel of wine was dropped from a boat in the middle of the river, and the Idikira maybe was floating all the way straight in the middle of the river the whole time, and it never bumped into any of the Akuli Apshure. Akuli Apshure is an expression that they use in rabbinic literature when you want to discuss a difficult sugya. So they say there are many Akuli Apshure, many stumbling blocks in the sugya that you get stuck on. Because over here, the Malitza means if to float from so far away to here, it would have, the barrel would have cracked open already. Have a matbile, masavar, harifa denar. Maybe it fell in the middle of the river. Harifa denar, nokat basa. Maybe it did come all the way. Then the Gemara has another. So, who chatzva de chamra? There was a barrel of wine. The ishtaka de pardesa de orlo. Everything in that pardes was planted within the last 3 years, and everything is also bachil, also bano. Shari Ravina. So Ravina said it's mutta. Why is it mutta? Karev. Lemishem nesavala de Reb Chanina. It's mamash. I found it in the pardes. So shouldn't we assume that it was made from the grapes of the pardes? Mar says no. The owner of the pardes says that he didn't make any wine. So if it's from his pardes, it was stolen. He didn't process any wine. So the Gemara says, Shani Hossam, and in that case, he cannot rely on Korev. The Migdav Mino, if the Ganav stole it from that Pardes, that's the Gabel Havimatsnele. Whenever it's a rave, he's not going to hide it in that Pardes, he's going to hide it somewhere else. It must be from a different Pardes. So that's what then, rave of the vineyards are not Orlo. Rave of the vineyards are not Orlo. So he can be Mekel. He can be Mekel. He go Basar Rave. Tosis raised the issue. They all Rabina lived in Bavel. The din is Orlos when the mitzvahs hatuyas baaretz. And the Mishnah in Kiddushin, the end of the first parak, says agricultural mitzvahs only apply in Eretz, don't apply in Chutz Laaretz, with the exception of Chodosh, and with the exception of Orlo. So the Gemara has a machlokes hamaraim. Orlo Chutz Laaretz is that halacha Moshe Sinai, is that midi rabbanan? We usually most assume that it's halacha Moshe Sinai. Rashi and Bracha sounds like he paskins la halacha that it's only with the Rabbanan. It's a questionable Rashi, but most in Shulchan Aruch, by the time you get to the Shulchan Aruch, they assume not like that. Rashi, they assume Orla b'chutz l'aretz halacha l'moshe m'sinai. There should have been a major difference whether Orla b'chutz l'aretz is the Rabbanan halacha l'moshe m'sinai. What's a din of Sofek? If it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, then it's a din deraisa. So Sofek Orla b'chutz l'aretz should be aser. But if Orla b'chutz l'aretz is only with the Rabbanan, then Sofik the Rabban Lakula. So the Gemara said that's not a correct nafkamina. Even if one assumes that Orla b'chutz l'aretz halacha l'moshe m'sinai, the way we assume, kach nemer halacha vado osa sveika muta. Sofik Orla b'chutz l'aretz is muta. So Tosis asks, why is the Gemara discussing they found a barrel of wine, and we don't know whether it's Orla or not, they found it in the Pardes. But the rabbi, the Pardesim are not Orla, so you go baser raiv. Why do you have to have a raiv? Even if you have a Safik al-Shokal, Safik al b'chutzlot should be mutter. Safik al b'chutzlot should be mutter. The Tosis says it over here, it's not a Safik. The Tosis lema. Tosis says, that's what we mentioned when we started this Gemara. Tosis says, if you're like Rab Chanina, then you say that Roy b'korb halacha acharoy. If you don't accept Rab Chanina, so it's not that Roy b'korb ashkulim, that's what I would have said. No, then you say that Karev wins. Then you say that Karev wins. But nobody says that Roy B'Karev Ashkulim. I don't know why. That's what the Tosis shows from this Gemara. If it would have been Shkulim, then it would have been a Safek Arla B'chutzlot. It would have been Muta. But nobody says, if you hold like Rab Chanina, the Roy wins. And if you hold against Rab Chanina, then it's not a Safek Arla. Then it's a Vaday Arla. Because the Kurva is Mevar, that it came from this Pardes. This Pardes is Arla, so it's a Vaday Yisa. I don't know why, that's what Tosis said. Nobody holds the fifth. There should be three logical possibilities. Roiv contradicted by a Korev. Either you say the Roiv wins or the Korev wins or Shkulim. Why can't you say Shkulim? I don't know. That's what Tosis writes. Yeah. Then the Gemara works out the details. Yeah. Tosis here also works out details. It was stolen wine. All the people from the whole neighborhood, they all say, all the people have pardesim in the whole area, they all say, we didn't make any wine. A ganav must have stolen grapes and made the wine. So you should judge who were the ganavim in the neighborhood. So if the one who made the wine was an achri, so then it's vayta treif. Forget about orla b'chutz l'aretz. It's vayta treif because it's tam yenam. So Tosis says, in that area, it was rov ganve Yisroel. That's the little test about Snoy Begave. Right, Ganvi Israel, as it says, Perk Basada with his arm. And that area, it's not all over the world, it's not true. Right, Ganvi in that city happened to be Israel. I remember when I was in high school, one of the students asked the Rebbe, but if Rova the Ganav, my Israel, obviously they're not so observant. So a Jew who doesn't keep mitzvahs also asks his wine. So the Rebbe was a European. So the Rebbe said, you're thinking like an American. Americans are consistent. If he's a ganav, if he's not religious, not observant, so he makes the white treif. He says, Europeans have a different mentality. That's what he does for a living. He's a ganav, but then he's very observant. So he's a makben and kashrus. And if he squeezes out the wine, he doesn't make it stam yenam. Yeah. That's what Tosis says. Roiv Ganvi, are Yisrael. So therefore, you don't have to worry about maybe the one who stole the grapes and made it into wine. Maybe he was a Nochri. No. The Roiv of the Ganavim in that area are Yisrael. not the same as saying one of the Achronim writes on Yoreh Deh, Rabbi saw Gandhi. Most of the Jews, 51% of the people in this room are Ganovim. No, Rabbi Gandhi saw in that area, that specific city, one city in Bavel, Rabbi of the Ganovim happened to be Jewish. It's not true in the other cities in the world, and it's not true. They never said Rabbi saw the Ganovim. So Rabbi the Ganovim, one city happened to be Israeli. Rabbi Gandhi saw, but not Rabbi saw Gandhi. So you're a day to make a fuss about that, because some of that right in this represented the Gemara.
How far do you break that down? In terms of the majority of the city is Goyim, but the majority of the robbers are Jews, and maybe the majority of the grape robbers are...
You have to go majority of the grape robbers. It doesn't help to, who steals money from the bank. It goes in the majority that we're talking about, yeah? If you have statistics. The police often do have statistics. Yeah, this is how you pass on a shayla. You have to have rov, you have to have karev, you have to have chazaka, you have to figure out what the rov is. Okay. Okay. Let's see. What's the next Mishnah? There were six ori miklot. Moshe Rabbeinu, before he died, designated three ori miklot and Eva Hayardi. Then Yishu Benun designated through a miklot and Eretz Yisrael after he crossed over the Yarden. Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Gemara Makkos that the three in Heva Yarden that Moshe Rabbeinu designated didn't begin to function, weren't kolleg, the Horgim, B'shoigeg, until after the three in Eretz Yisrael were established. It's a question, why? It's an interesting discussion, why? So the Pasuk says, V'aleim Titnu, in addition to the six Ori Miklot, they gave the six Ori Miklot to the Levim. The Levim lo not lechelik bar. It's a kind of Levim lo not lechelik bar. But in addition to the six Ori Mikla, which they were big cities, they didn't only have Horgim Bishkoga there. They had drugstores and museums and movie theaters and everything. They had schools. They had people, normal people living there. It says v'nasa lachasarim ve'el b'choy. He has the gar Horgim Bishkoga run to one of the six Ori Mikla b'choy, and he should enjoy life. He should live there. He killed B'shoigeg. He didn't kill B'mezid. He killed a nice person, but he killed B'shoigeg. He has to go. But B'choy means he has to enjoy it there. It has to be a decent-sized city. The Gemara said it shouldn't be a metropolis. If it's too big, then the Goel Adam may come into the Ori Miklot and kill the Ratzeach and then get away with it, because there are more murders in a big metropolis than there are in little villages. It shouldn't be a tiny little village, because then he won't enjoy it. The Hari B'shoigeg has said, V'choy, has to enjoy living this. It has to be a medium-sized city. Shouldn't be too tiny, because it's not V'choy. It shouldn't be too big, because then the Goel Adam may come, Keneged Adin, and kill the Hari B'shoigeg. So the Chumash says, V'aleim titnu aboyim mishtaymir. In addition to the six Hari Mikla, which he gave to the Levim, he gave them another 42 cities. Adds up all together 48. Aboy Mishmoina Ir. Yeah. The Chayodim has a suffix. When you count Sviras Ayim, they say, let's say you count, there's no 48 in Sviras Ayim. How do you say, let's say, 28? You say, Eser Mishmoina or Eser Mishmono? Usually, Kometzeh is Nekeva. And Yom is Zachar. But all the others, Shlosho Arbo'o, Chamisho, Shisho, Shiva, Kometzeh is Zachar. Because if it's Nekeva, so it's Shalosh, and Arba, and Chamesh, and Shesh, and Sheva. So what about Shmono? Shmono is Zachar, and Shmoneh is Nekeva? Or is it the reverse? So the Chayadim is not sure. You could have looked in Tanakh. There are Psukim Beferish in Tanakh. It says here, by the Aboyim Shmoneh Ir. Ir is Losh and Nekeva. So it says, Aboyim Shmoneh Ir, Shmoneh, whenever it's Kometzeh, it's usually in a Nekeva, except for numbers. In numbers, Shlosha, Arboa, Chamisho, Shisho, Shiva, that's all Loshen Zachar. So the same thing, Shmoneh is Loshen Zachar, Shmoneh is Loshen Nekeva. So it's Aboyim Shmoneh Ir. The Levim were given they were given the 42, Aleim Titnu, Aboyim Shnaimir, plus the six Ori Miklot. So there's a pasuk that says by the Ori Halavim, You have to give him alpay mama michutz la'ir. What's the alpay mama michutz la'ir? It's an elephant. There's a soda and there's a migrash. Rashi quotes from a Mishnah in Erechin on Daf Lamed Gimel. You have a migrash where you plant nothing, and then you have a soda where you have grass growing. So there's a machlokes hatanaim there in the Mishnah. Is this a din? Every city in Eretz Yisrael has to have alein titnu alpay mama michutz lo'ir. And that's a soda migrash and migrash soda. Every city in Eretz Yisrael, or is it only on the memches or halavim? So that's a machlokes hatanaim. Machlokes a blazer and a chachamim. A blazer holds osim soda migrash soda by other ori Eretz Yisrael. It's only a din in the ori halavim. Doesn't apply to every city. And the pashtus is that we pass them like Rabbi Lezer. Upon the Amri Enos and Soda Mikrosh, do we pass them like Rabbi Lezer? I thought we don't. I don't remember. Oh, here. The Ayin Mishpat has the letter Vav on Rabbi Lezer, but he says, we don't pass them like Rabbi Lezer, right? It should be Yerach V'Ram, Alochi K'Ram. He tells you to look in the Rambam, Uposa Ketanakana, against Reb Lezer, that the din really applies to all the cities in Eretz Yisrael. So the Ramah lived in the 1500s in Poland and Krakow, and he says, what's the din in Eretz Yisrael? Does this din apply? We paskan like the Chachamim, that the din applies to Orla, Ayoris, and Eretz Yisrael. They have to leave Alpai Mama Mechutzanes, Mesodim Migrash, and Migrash Sodim. So the Ramah says, Eretz Yisrael now is not under Jewish control. The Ramah lived clearly. The Ramah lived and died before 1948. There was no Jewish control over any part of Eretz Yisrael. So it says, this whole din, that's Ayaris and Eretz Yisrael. We pass like the Chachamim against Reb Lezer, that the din applies to all cities in Eretz Yisrael, but only when it's under Jewish control. Yeah, but after 1948, it is under Jewish control. I don't think they observed this din. It's like in America. They just build houses wherever they want. There's no sod, there's no migrash, there's nothing. It's a shayla aloch lemaisen. But not observing this din. Anyway, so here the Mishnah says, Machik misto'ilam in halir, esmer mechamish ama. V'bacharuba b'shikmo chamisha mama. Some trees, you're not allowed to plant any tree within 25 amas, and certain trees, you have to be machik 50 amas. Yeah. Rashi writes, why Anafim Rabim has more branches? A special din, especially, I thought you're not allowed to plant the first 2,000 amas. So the Gemara said, the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Lezer, that din of Soda Migrash only applies to the Mem Chesorei Halvim, and it doesn't apply to all the cities in Eretz. But the way we paskin la'alocha, again, pasuk Tanakama, the Rambam paskins against Rabbi Lezer, so you don't need this whole Mishnah. You're not allowed to plant within the first 2,000 amas around the city. Not allowed to plant anything. Then the Gemara says, "The Rabbanan Amad Amri." According to the Rabbanan, who said in Oisim Sada Migrash Sada, the first 2,000 applies to every city in Eretz Yisrael. Gemara says, "Hani Mili Zroim." You're not allowed to plant vegetables. Avli Lona is Avdinon. Trees you are permitted to plant. You're not allowed. The Gemara is explaining on the level of the Raisa, there's a difference between Zroim and Ilonis. How do I know to distinguish the shiny bein Zroim and Ilonis? The Tanya, you have a Raisa, there's a din mid the Rabbanon. There are Dalet Rishuyas Lishabs. There's a Rishus HaYochid and there's a Rishus HaRab. So what if you have an area, let's say you have a kibbutz. You have a religious kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael, and they have vegetables planted there. They have grain planted over there. The Machben Dovid should, when they plant, Machben Dovid should walk there because they're going to ruin all the vegetables that they planted. So even though there's an area around the whole thing you're not allowed to carry, that's called a karpif. A karpif is if it's yosem ebeis ha'saim shalohuka fledira. If you have a house there, somebody lives there, that's called huka fledira. But if nobody lives there, you just have a big area, all farm, and you have everything is planted, and the makma, no one should walk there. Even though in Atoira, it's a Rishus HaYochid, if someone will throw from Rishus HaRabim into this karpif, the makam mukav mechitza, it'll be chayiv chatos, it'll be chayiv chil Shabbos, But midrabbanan, you don't treat it like a rishus sayachid. You're not allowed to carry in the karpa of yosef in dalal amas. Yosef in beis asayim. A beis is 50 by 50 amas, and beis asayim is 2 beis 50 by 100 amas. Where they chapon, where they get the shear, beis asayim. The chutz amishkan was asayim, was 100 amas long and 50 amas wide. So in the later, nobody lived there in the mishkan. The Kohen Levim lived outside. So, and they carried, they had chutz amishkan, they had walls up. They had no roof, but they had walls up. So if in the later generations the Chachamim are going to ask carrying a karpif, even if it's 50 by 100, so then it's going to come out that that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen and Bnei Aaron are all in violation of a din derabbanan. It wasn't introduced yet in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. But if the Tanaim and later generation are going to prohibit carrying in a karpif, they're going to ask for something that our ancestors, all the big tzaddikim of the generation, and then Midbar, they all carried in the Mishkan. So the Chachamim only prohibited carrying in a karpif, a makam mukam mechitzas that doesn't have a roof. If it has a roof, the Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't think that he has a din of a karpif. Doesn't think that he has a din of a karpif. He says, what if you have a magazan? What if you have a storage place that nobody uses it? They just store things there. It doesn't have any hishtamshus. But he says it has a roof on top. So he thinks that even if it's gigantic, yes, and the Beis Ham doesn't. He doesn't think it has a din of a karpif. So the Chachamim only prohibited carrying in a karpif midirabbanon if it's yosem and Beis Hashem. The Chatz HaMishkan was exactly Beis Hashem. So they never asked that. They didn't want to introduce an issa that it's going to come out that all the holy tzaddikim in Tanakh were in violation of the issa that they invented 1,000 years later. In the days of the Baisheni, that's what they were introducing all of these Yisurim. So there's a din of karpif. So the karp, if you plant vegetables, then it's lohuka fledira, because you mock that people shouldn't walk. But if you plant trees, nitaruba, if you plant trees, then you are allowed to carry. If you have a forest, people can walk through a forest, that's not a problem. Unless it's overgrown and it's so thick that it's impossible to walk there. But usually, the forest, you can walk in between the trees. So even if you have a mukamuk of mechitz, gigantic, you have some beis asayim, and you have a lot of trees planted, that's not called lohuk of ledira. People take a walk there, that's okay. But if you have planted vegetables or grain, that's mevatel. So the Gemara proves from the fact that it's a din derabbanan, where we distinguish between planting vegetables and planting trees, that shows that on the level of their Isa, there must have been such a difference. Because called the Tikkun Rabbanan came their Isa Tikkun. Interesting Gemara. Rabbi Chana Wasserman has in his Sefer on Yevamos. In the Kovetz Aris, he points out this Gemara. The Gemara is proving what was the din der Isa from the fact that there's a din der Rabbanan that distinguishes between planting trees and planting grain and vegetables. It must be that on the level of their Isa, somewhere there's a difference. So that's Gemara says, yeah. That you're not allowed to plant vegetables near the city, but you're allowed to plant trees, that's not a problem. That's not in violation of the din. And here you're not allowed to plant trees between 25 amos, between 50 amos, because no yohir. That's not because I know some migras soda. And those migras soda is only violated if you plant zroim and you plant the grains or vegetables. I really thought I would get later. Okay, maybe believe that for tomorrow. Learn the next Gemara till the Mishnah. This Gemara is important. Halacha l'maaseh is quoted in the Chosha Mishpah. Let's say there's a dispute between an individual and the kehillah whether he has to pay taxes or not. So who's considered muchzak? So some rishonim say, you see from this Mishnah, the kehillah is always considered muchzak. That's a question. Is that what it says in the Mishnah? Suffix Zakadim, Koitzes, Vein, and Nes, and Damim. Is that what it says in the Mishnah? That the Kehillah is always considered Muchsa, because the Kehillah can, the Bezen has the power of Hefka, Bezen Hefka, and the Kehillah has the power also. The Zayin Tuvah here have the ability, if they choose to be Mafka, your property. Zayin Tuvah have the right to act like Hefka, Bezen also. So the Kehillah is always considered Muchsa. Is that what it says in the Mishnah, or does it say something else in the Mishnah? Okay. Maybe for tomorrow, to learn till the next Mishnah. And then you have to learn the next Gemara, start from Chafem and Aleph, about what direction do you have to face when you daven Shmona Esrei. So the Gemara has different opinions, and we don't follow anything here. We follow the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed, that Tosfos quotes, L'chol Ruchsa Hukma. Okay. When are we supposed to start Chazara? One of these days, so we have time.
I think the final is on December 27th.
The final is December 27th. Okay. So we'll start Chazara one of these days. Okay.